Exclusive, Border Patrol to Nikki Haley, "We Are Basically Babysitters." By Hannah Blow on April 8, 2023. "We're basically babysitters," Border Patrol agents told Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley. The former South Carolina governor said during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday, where she detailed her recent experience on the southern border. Haley visited the Texas-Mexico border this week, meeting with officials and getting a first-hand view of the reality on the ground. "I think crisis is an understatement," Haley said, explaining she traveled from Hondo, Texas, through Del Rio down to Eagle Pass. She said she met with officials, including sheriffs, who are really frustrated and furious because their law enforcement officers are going out there to deal with crime related to lawlessness on the southern border. "These officers use their resources to catch the illegal immigrants and then hand them over to Border Patrol, which ultimately releases them due to the Biden administration's policies. This makes local police officers feel as if they are wasting their time. Border Patrol agents appear to be unhappy, too. We talked to Border Patrol and Border Patrol. When I asked them what their job was, they said, 'We are basically babysitters,'" Haley said. "You've got people out there that are courageous that want to do a job, and they're not allowing them to do it. My husband is in the military and he's had men and women go and do Border Patrol. And they will tell you that all they do, they're given a clicker, and when they, illegal immigrants, run across, they just click that another one went across. They can't apprehend. They can't do anything about it," she said, also detailing the plight of the ranchers in the area who put up their own fences and check every day to see what the situation is, whether there are abandoned children, injured individuals, or fatalities. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Nikki Haley, April 8, 2023. "There are mounds of clothes and shoes and trash and paraphernalia that they have to pay their own money to get cleared out. It is really unthinkable, and I wish every American could see it. But more importantly, I wish Biden would acknowledge it," Haley continued, noting that, under Biden's leadership, there is no border. "You know, you go there and you see portions of fences, but there really is no border that are keeping migrants in, and they can come by water, they can come by foot, and the cartels are having no problem getting them through," she said, explaining what she would do as president to address the border crisis. The former U.S. ambassador to the UN said it is necessary to cut off the funding of illegal immigrants, citing her state's passing E-Verify during her time as governor, which put responsibility on businesses to avoid hiring illegal immigrants, lest they face penalties. "That's what got them all out of South Carolina," she said. "The nation also needs to defund sanctuary cities," she said, "as they serve as an incentive for illegal immigration." Additionally, Haley said it is necessary to return to the Remain in Mexico policy, keep Title 42 in place, and end to catch and release. "If we just did those things, that would make a huge difference," she said. "We've got to hit this at all corners to stop the illegal immigration crisis. When you go and you put accountability in every aspect of this, that's when we will stop all the bleeding," she added. Related. Watch: a literal wave on the Rio Grande. Illegal immigrants wade their way into U.S. Exclusive video: 600 migrants cross border in 3 hours into Texas border town. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.